This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and Liz Peek is here. She writes for The Hill, for Fox News, much on Fox Business. Liz Cheney, the former number three in the House of Representatives, now stepping aside, remains a representative from Wyoming, the daughter of a vice president who was also several cabinet positions back into the 20th century, Dick Cheney. Liz Cheney stepping aside has been identified by Liz in this wonderful word, brouhaha. That's what it is. However, I want to press this matter because Liz Cheney's stepping aside, you point in The Hill, has in some way distracted the party from something much more profound about the election than who won, who counted, you know, whatever happened in all those mailed-in ballots or drop ballots. It's H.R. 1. Now, Liz, we've been talking about Biden administration losing momentum on its infrastructure. Do you believe Mrs. Pelosi has lost momentum on her H.R. 1 endeavor?
It's interesting because they need, as things stand now, they need 60 votes to pass H.R. 1. And people should know, and I think they've done a good job of kind of keeping this out of the headlines, frankly. H.R. 1 is a bill that they've been working on for 3 years. This predates the election, the 2020 election. It has nothing to do with that, really. It is a national takeover of voting rules that basically will very much benefit Democrats. That's the bottom line. And it is called H.R. 1 and now S1 in the Senate. It has been since 2018, because it is their number one bill. Why? Because they think it is so incredibly important to keeping, or to, again, to benefiting Democrats and helping them keep control of the House and possibly pick up seats in the Senate. It is to me, very interesting that all this Liz Cheney fuss came about at the time when Democrats are feverishly trying to get this bill done. Given a choice, John, of whether to pass these gigantic spending bills, which are so clearly payoffs to unions and so forth, or pass H.R. 1, my guess is Chuck Schumer will go for H.R. 1. And he's quite obviously threatening to eliminate the filibuster, at least on this one vote, which is, again, sort of a testament to how important they think it is. I think Americans haven't really focused on this, and I think Democrats are perfectly happy that they are not focused on it, but it is important. It does things like basically make illegal across the country voter IDs. It allows, vote harvesting in every state. It does take over and supersede all the state's own laws. And polling has shown that people in Arizona, for example, have no idea that they're about to lose the sovereignty on this issue of their state because the feds are taking it over. It's a really pretty bad situation.
What you're reporting correctly is that Mrs. Pelosi anticipated where we are 3 years ago. This does not turn on the contest in 2020 or in any fashion about the remarks by the former president since then. This was in the drawer, ready to go when they achieve majority, which is where they are now. So, Liz, they have a very short timeline here. Chuck Schumer has to move before 2022. Certainly in the recruiting of Congress, this will damage the ability to recruit because H.R. 1 is so unpopular with the Republicans. So the timeline, before September, before the end of this year, how do you measure
it? I think they'd like to get it done this summer. Again, the only way they're going to do it, though, is if they somehow weaken the filibuster or, again, just suspend it for this particular vote. Right. Which, you know, I really, this summer when everyone is off on vacation and people are really celebrating being released from COVID purgatory, it wouldn't surprise me at all if they push this through.
And it's 886 pages, and I promise I promise you I will not read it, Liz.
I read a good portion of it. It is not good reading because, again, it is so manipulative and so also just bad legislation. For example,
30 seconds. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Then I will just say I will conclude by saying they changed the rules to benefit not only Democrats, but extreme Democrats who will get an awful lot of attention and money because of this bill. That really can't benefit anybody.
Elizabeth Peake, writing for The Hill, a columnist, for Fox News, a columnist, and much on Fox Business. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.